the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
In the name of Allah. And today's special, another achievement of the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam. Welcome. This is today's special.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
At first we look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 29th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Ghafir, verses 41 to 42.
ويا قوم ما لي أدعوكم إلى النجاة وتدعونني إلى النار.
And O my people, how is it that I invite you to salvation while you invite me to the fire?
تدعونني لأكفر بالله وأشرك به ما ليس لي به علم وأنا أدعوكم إلى العزيز الغفار.
You invite me to disbelieve in Allah and associate with Him that of which I have no knowledge. And I invite you to the Exalted in Might, the Perpetual Forgiver.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Repentance and turning away from polytheism and disbelief will be accepted by Allah Almighty. However, such acceptance is not owing to inability and disparateness, but it signifies that Allah Almighty, the Omnipotence, is oft-forgiving. The Divine Most Beautiful Names, the Omnipotent and oft-forgiving, make a reference to the great origin of fear and hope. On the one hand, and they allude to the negation of the divinity of idols and pharaohs, lacking potency and forgiveness on the other.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً وانت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
As I told you, the topic of this episode is Ramadan and the change, and it's really a big compound, Ramadan and a change, a big change. Many are those fettered with chains of sin and those captivated by bad habits of whose damage and dangers they are completely aware. The essential factor to get rid of a bad habit is to have a firm will. And Ramadan is a divinely educational school where the Muslim believer is trained to strengthen his will by not surpassing the limits of his Lord in everything and to execute his commands and laws in everything. Fasting is a way to establish a resolute, firm will, a way for the human being to connect with his Lord in obedience and submission, and a way to transcend beyond all bodily necessities with all their pressures and heaviness, preferring the pleasure of goods that are with Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the achievements of the month of Ramadan, the region of personal and social blessings. Another major product of this month is piety. As it is said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ The hand that holds its own reins. This is the meaning of piety. Sometimes we can rightly hold the reins of others if we can hold our own reins. Keep ourselves from unruliness, from savagery, from crossing the divine red lines, that is a great skill. Piety means self-monitoring, to move on God's straight path, finding knowledge, understanding, and insight, and moving based on knowledge, understanding, and insight. Fortunately, our society had many of these fortunate individuals who are able to gain these blessings in the month of Ramadan. It can be said that the predominant faith of our country and people, thank God, was such in various gatherings and sessions of remembrance and prayer. in Quran recitation sessions on the Nights of Destiny and various ceremonies, as we see images and we are informed and we are following the news, all different classes of nations gather around this divine banquet table and the month of Ramadan and all are benefited. What is necessary is that we preserve these achievements, keep this harvest. Let not the lighting of sin burn and destroy this valuable harvest. Keep the path of Allah, the path of attention, the path of spiritual purity, the path of intimacy with the Quran, the path of keeping our relationship with Allah open, of confiding in Allah and speaking to Allah, open for ourselves. If you spoke to Allah, Allah also speaks to you. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
This is today's special. We're speaking about fasting and elevation of our spirit and increasing our awareness of Allah. Dear listener, fasting elevates the human spirit and increases our awareness of God. It strengthens our willpower as we learn to rise above our lower desires. The institution of fasting is both a unique and a shared experience in human history. From the very beginning of time, humans have struggled to master their physical and psychological selves, their bodies and their emotions. Hunger is one of the most powerful urges that we experience. Many, through over or under eating or consumption of unhealthy foods, abuse this urge. Thus, when a person purposefully denies something to their own self that it craves, they are elevating their mind above their body and their reason and will above their carnal passions. A fasting person empties their stomach of all the material things to fill his soul with peace and blessings, to fill his heart with love and sympathy, to fill his spirit with piety and faith, to fill his mind with wisdom and resolution. Fasting is a multifunctional tool for change.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القوي
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات.
And we are speaking about changing in the month of Ramadan and of course after that. In a nutshell, even though the real purpose of the dynamic institution of fasting and discipline is to discipline our soul and moral behavior and to develop sympathy for the less fortunate, it is a multifunctional and a comprehensive tool of change in various spheres of our lives, including social and economic, intellectual and humanitarian, spiritual and physical, private and public, personal and common, inner and outer, all in one.
To be pious, it's very simple. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا. The pious ones, when they are attacked, touched by a group of shayateen, a group of devils, Satans, who are trying to misguide them, what's their weapons against, their weapon against shaitan? Yes, shaitan's powerful. Allah has given him some power in this dunya. Sure, he can do things we can't do. But the Quran says the believers, the pious ones, have a weapon that's stronger. What's that weapon? Tadhakkaru. They simply remind themselves. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Once they remind themselves, they see the way. Set up constant reminders. Don't think it's silly. You have an app, a nice reminder app that you enjoy? Set up reminders. Reminder to pray, to thank Allah, to visit your family, to avoid sins, to overcome bad habits. Set up reminders. Have your smartphone notify you. Every 3 hours, thank Allah. Every 3 hours, don't sin. It's so effective. You just have to remind yourself of the actual reality of this dunya. Too often we go out there in society, the dunya deceives us through popular culture, through money, through business. We forget the reality of this dunya.
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is end now. Thank you for listening. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We are almost approached. We're approaching to the very last days of Ramadan, or maybe the last day of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq, or chance, or His support, His blessings, His special attention, inshallah, to become true servant for Him, true servant of God. What is the signs of true servants of God? In a few general, simple expressions, we can say those human beings, they always serve all humanity. Those who always care about all human beings, those who always love their God and love the God's people for the sake of God. Doesn't matter. They're Muslim or non-Muslims. This is Islamic values. We should love all human beings, and we should support all human beings. We have to be happy with them. We have to be sad when humanity is sad. We should be sad, you know, because all humans are the family of God. All humans are the top or best creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Insan is afdalul makhluqat, ashraful makhluqat. So we are human beings are the best ones to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala among His creation. So we have to be more careful for all human beings. This is the main thing. When we help each other, when we support each other, when we care about each other, and this is, I can say in a sense or in an expression, this is almost one of the topmost worships to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. It's a beautiful hadith which says شهر رمضان سيد الشهور وليلة القدر سيد الليالي. Alhamdulillah, those who pass this beautiful Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, they have achieved their goal, they have done their worship, they have done their munajat, their prayers, their du'as, inshallah. And as this month is the leader of all months, or is the head of all months, Sayyid al-Shuhur, well, because of having this type of quality for this month, means you have achieved your goal, inshallah. And if you're not, just day or two left from this month, may Allah give us tawfiq to do something special in the last moments, in the last hours, in the last, all I can say is last hours, inshallah. And make sure value of yourself, value of your religion, value of your God, value of your book. Because there's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah where he says, As-sa'im fi imadatillah wa in kana na'imun ala firashayi. The person who is fasting is in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though he is sleeping on his bed. So if you're sleeping on your bed, and even though in this situation you are doing worship, so think about that. If you're doing some good to others, if you're doing some good to your family, to your friends, to your neighbor, if you're doing any type of dua, munajat, or some kind of prayer, or reciting Quran, or you're trying hard to comprehend Quran, to understand Quran and Quranic values, how much you're going to make rewards. If you sleep in this month and you're going to get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just because you're fasting, but if you do lots of other things beside that, which has a great reward, but if you're doing this in the month of Ramadan, so you, how many times is going to be multiplied? So inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. And those who are going to eat very soon, inshallah, my congratulations to them. Those who are having eat, inshallah, congratulations to them. Or if not, maybe Allah give us tawfiq to achieve all the goals we wanted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful month. And nothing is going to happen unless Allah wishes to us. So we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, grant us the best of tawfiq to us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan, trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Today, inshallah, we will be talking about Ayah 79, Surah Al-A'raf. So, brothers and sisters, what are you waiting for? Surah Al-A'raf. On what page? Let them know. Huh?
160.
Page 160, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah
79.
So, everybody ready? Let's listen to a recitation, then we'll get back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fatawalla anhum. وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين Prophet Salih alayhi salam abandoned them, his people. Yes? After the people denied him time and again, time and again. And they asked Allah Almighty's azab. They were kind of disrespecting their Prophet. They were saying, hey, ask your Lord to send us the azab that you just promised us. They denied. They asked him for miracles, and after even Prophet had shown them the miracles, they
refused to believe.
And then finally, they asked. Even they said, "Ask your Lord to send us an azab, yeah, to hit us." Then an earthquake
struck,
and hit them. And they were all killed in their houses. So, in this ayah, فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ So he, the Prophet Salih alayhi salam, abandoned them to their faith. And said, O my people, certainly I communicated to you, I delivered to you the message of my Lord, رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي رِسَالَة is the message. It means the message. رِسَالَة also means a chapter. Yep. Risalata Rabbi the message of my Lord, and I was well-wisher. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ. When we say you should listen to nasiha of the elders, it means you should listen to them when they wish well for you. They are well-wishers. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. But you did not like well-wishers. That's why you didn't believe. That's why you didn't respect. That's why you deserved to be punished. Yeah?
Yes.
All right. So, Hassan, read this ayah once for us. Then, inshallah, we'll pay attention to the tajweed points as Hassan reads. Everyone, listen. Let's find the tajweed points. All right. Hassan, you start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أحسنت
فتولى عنهم وقال يا قومي لقد أبلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين
أحسنت. One very important point, it was great Hassan, thank you, is a great point is that you have to pay attention to the a, e, u sound.
Yes.
He intentionally made some mistakes so that we
can fix
that. Fix it. All right. Now, رسالات ربي or رسالاتي ربي. No. رسالات ربي, which actually, Hassan, you know that if we pronounce the a, e, u, like wrongly, if we replace them, a word has an A, we read it with an E sound, yeah? Risalata, if we read it risalati, it completely
changes
the meaning. So Hassan, let us know that be careful not to make these mistakes because it changes the meaning. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
All right. The second point is تَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. Make sure the lam is pronounced with a light sound or heavy sound. تَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ or فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ.
Light.
Lightly. Only the word Allah, yes?
Yes.
Whenever al-fatha comes before, it is pronounced with an Allah and Allahumma. The rest of the words that have lam, they are not pronounced with that heavy sound. Alright?
Yes.
فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. Read it, Hussein.
وَقَالَ.
Yeah. قَالَ. قَالَ. It has a heavy sound, right? One of the heavy letters or no?
Yes.
Alright. So there are, how many letters are there in Arabic that you need to pronounce them with an A sound, with a heavy sound? A, not A sound. How many letters are there?
More than 10.
More than 10?
Yes.
How did you say that?
I don't know. I just said.
Just guess?
Is it correct?
Yes. So there are?
10.
Let me say them and you count. Are
yes.
There 10 or more
okay,
than 10?
Okay, sir.
Kha.
1.
Ra.
2.
I read them with an aleph so that the heaviness becomes clear. Khalidin. Rahim, for example, or
yes.
Raziq.
Yes.
Raqi.
Okay. Sabirin. Dhuwala Dhalin. Yeah. Taha. Dhalimin. Huh? Yes. Ghafilin. Qadir. How many letters?
Eight.
So eight heavy letters we have.
What about Ayn, sir?
Ayn is a light letter. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You don't read it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Have you ever heard a reciter reading that way?
No.
Alameen. You've never heard a reciter reciting Ghafilin. Ghafilin, right?
Yes.
That's the beautiful way to recite it. Yeah, Hussein?
Yes.
So, these L letters, whenever you have an alif with them, I mean alif mat with them. Try to read them with an A sound, not an A sound.
Yes.
Of course, the letter Ra and the letter Lam, these are like temporary heavy. Alright, sometimes they are pronounced lightly as well. Alright?
Yeah.
Sometimes heavy.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
ربي قد نلت منايا وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
Now, يا قومي وقال يا قومي لقد لقد
قل قل
قل قل. Very beautifully he has learned the heavy letters. قل قل. Yep.
Yes.
So لقد. The letter dal, look at the next word. Ab ablaghtukum. Laqad ablaghtukum.
Again, qalqala.
Qalqala. So what do we mean by qalqala?
To produce a bouncing sound on five letters.
What are those letters?
The group is qutbajat letters.
Qutbajat.
Individually, qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal.
Alright. Hussein, can you repeat them? Which letters? Qaf.
Qaf.
Ba,
ba,
jim, and dal. So these five letters, whenever they appear sakin, you pronounce an echoing sound with them. How do you say that, Hussein? Hassan, for example, la qad. Read it.
La qad.
Qad. Very beautifully echoed sound. Mashallah. La qad ablaghtukum. So. رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا ولكن لا. You merge them. What is this rule called?
إدغام.
إدغام. إدغام with غنة or without غنة?
Without غنة.
Without غنة. You do not extend the sound of لام. ولكن لا. No. ولكن لا. Very fast. Alright? But not furiously. ولكن لا. Should smile and read. ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. Good. So, time to recite this ayah. I hope everyone is listening and trying to repeat and join us. Ready, everyone?
Yes. Yes.
Any questions?
No.
No.
No. Let's read this ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم.
فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم.
ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين.
ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Hassan Hussein, Fawad, and the next Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRIB English Radio as well and Xavier International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين. So that I move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost and hurry to you among the prominent. وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين. So that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وَأَدْنُوَ مِنْكَ دُنُوَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ So that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere. وَأَخَافَكَ مَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ So that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So that I gather with the believers in your nearness. In this regard, regarding this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplications, dear listeners, in the previous episodes we mentioned that the best example of mu'min that Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us to ask from the Almighty Allah to be with on the day of hereafter, the believers, the true meaning of believers, is the Ahlul Bayt. Now, the Ahlul Bayt, as introduced by the Holy Quran, by the different traditions of both Sunni and Shi'i scholars, they are the best creatures. Since human value lies in the balance of justice, faith, knowledge, and piety, based on the Quranic verses and traditions, the faith, knowledge, and piety of Ahlul Bayt is more than that of the other creatures having intellect, such as the angels, such as jinn and human beings even. Their faith, their knowledge of the past and future, these are at their perfect level. They are at their highest level. They are superior to all other creatures. Hence, their imama and leadership is incumbent upon all. Without obeying them, people will be like blind, dead, and some animals even, although they may appear to be living and may claim to see, may have knowledge, and may seem to be human beings.
Oh my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you Allah that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
So the Ahlul Bayt are the best creatures. Common sense requires that a learned person must be followed by the unlearned, a scholar by the ignorant, a specialist by the non-specialist, a guided person by someone who is lost, and a prayer leader by a worshipper. So, beyond doubt, if a man does not follow the Ahlul Bayt, he will not walk on their straight path. He will not benefit from their life-giving culture, which is the exegesis of the Quranic verses. If he does not obey their instructions, he will gain nothing. However, if he resorts to the Holy Quran and Ahlul Bayt, he will never go astray, nor will his life be wasted. It is reported by both Shi'i and Sunni scholars that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Inni tarikun fikum thiqlain, ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tadillu abada." Verily, I am leaving among you two valuable things. You will not go astray after me as long as you adhere to them. أحدهما أعظم من الآخر كتاب الله One is greater than the other. They are the Book of Allah, حَبْلٌ مَمْدُودٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, which is a rope stretched from the heavens to the earth, وَعِتْرَتِي أَهْلُ بَيْتِي, and the other is my household. وَلَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْلِ, they will never separate from one another until they come to me at the pond. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تُخَلِّفُونِي فِيهِمَا, so be careful how you deal with them after me. So in view of the Quranic verses and narrations that we mentioned, the Ahlul Bayt are introduced as the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the recognition of them means that we will obey them by our heart, we will obey them wholeheartedly, and this is how we get to know the Almighty Allah better. This is how we will be faster in the path of salvation. This is how we will pass from being only a simple wayfarer to mushtaqeen, that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, to be from among the barizin, the prominent one, the fervently desirous ones. This is how we can be gathering with the believers in the nearness of the Almighty Allah. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life, ya Allah, oh Allah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked among
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant fact.
Imamat yek asl zinda dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qarati. Please stay tuned.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا يعني كثيرا من ديمان كثيرا كثيرا من رابع كثيرا ديمان داري.
Regarding the holy month of Ramadan, the Holy Quran states, O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-weary. Out of 365 days of a year, the Muslims are only obliged to fast for 30 days. This means that Allah does not want His people to be afflicted with hardships. Also, Allah banned the sick people or travelers from fasting during the month of Ramadan. This means that Allah wants His people to experience one of the best deeds of Islam in the most beautiful and sweet ways. In other words, Allah desires that the people taste the sweetness of fasting without having any type of fear in their hearts and soul. Thus, there is no type of force in the tone of Allah to oblige His people to fast. In the Holy Quran, there is no compulsion in the words of Allah regarding fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Although fasting is an obligation for all the Muslims, Allah does not want to force His people to fast. We must learn how to preach Islam from the Holy Quran. Four of the important commands of Islam were established 15 years after the advent of Islam. These four deeds include paying homes and paying zakat, jihad, and fasting. This is a big lesson for us. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qarati. To find out more about this program, please log on to our website, parstoday.ir Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.